The ANC in Gauteng, its elective conference begins today. There's still this whole issue of the quarantined votes in Ekurhuleni that needs to be dealt with, but they are beginning today a full day for registration and collection of accreditation. EWN reporter Nokukanya Mtambo joins us now. Nokukanya, what's happening there at the moment?
Good day, Mandy. There's very little happening, I'll tell you that. I'm on site right now, and other than a few delegates from the ANC, or at least wearing ANC regalia, and a contingency of SAPS, as well as Ekurhuleni Metro Police, it's busy bodies coming and going into the venue with equipment and essentially just setting up. Delegates haven't begun to arrive just yet for registration. Media is also waiting for accreditation. So very, very little happening at the moment here.
Well, Nokukanya, thanks for setting the scene there, because the conference starting today. Nokukanya Mtambo, EWN reporter. An interesting piece today, some analysis from the former Gauteng Premier and the former General Secretary of COSATU, Mbazima Shiloa, about this ANC Gauteng conference, saying why big man politics won't save the party. Of course, we are seeing Lebogang Maile and also Panyaza Lesufi going head-to-head here in the ANC Gauteng electoral race. Mbazima Shiloa joining us now. Thanks very much for your time today. Really interesting piece from you today, Mbazima, about what's happening in Gauteng. You say big man politics won't save the party. Why is that?
Yes, good day to you and to the listeners. What I'm really saying is that I think where the ANC is at this point in time, its fate and future is not going to be determined better by having this or that singular leader. It's going to take more than that. It's going to take, first and foremost, a leadership collective that is able to rally the entire troops behind the organization. Those that can be able to go out and say to communities, this is who we are, not work against one another, and get the community once more to be behind them. Same people who will then be able to, notwithstanding what happens with the list process, be able to go out there, mobilize people to be able to vote for them. Without that, you can elect anybody. It's not going to make a real change. Secondly, I think that it's important that they remember that they've been in this situation before. In 1988, after Tokyo left, highly factionalized, highly competitive, and then the people started moving away from them. It took bringing in a different group of people, including David Makura, Sibande and others, to help rebuild them to where they are today. But we all know that things nearly went pear-shaped in 2019, where they only made it by 50.2%.
Mbazima, is the problem with the ANC not, as we've seen from the Zondo report, that it is run by a collective, and that the individuals always say that they are serving on the on the behest of the party, it decides where it goes, and everything is about the collective, which is why we saw Ramaphosa putting party before state, because the ANC comes first. And now we're having this conversation about direct elections. So is it not going to become about big man politics, rather?
No. I don't think it's about... if you take Gauteng as an example, I think most of the issues that we are being punished for have got very little to do with the leadership in the province. It has everything to do with what happens at a national level. But they've cascaded forward. So when I say a big man won't work, I don't mean that you don't need a leader who can take responsibility, who can be able to say, this is the direction we go to. All I mean is that anyone who pins their hope that if we have Maile, the ANC will become better, if we have Panyaza, the ANC is going to be better, is just deluding themselves. They need to say yes to this leader, better to that secretary, better to that treasurer, even if they don't belong to our own faction. Yes to that broader PEC, even if they're not part of us. because together they'll be able to work together and hold one another. This is distinct from saying a premier, a chairperson, cannot say, I did not know. I was sleeping when the house was burning. I only wake up and realize, let me find myself a bit of sand, a shovel, and water to help douse the flames.
Mbazima, thank you very much as always. Great analysis from you, Mbazima Shiloh, the former Premier of Gauteng, the former General Secretary of COSATU as well, having a look at that leadership race, whatever you want to call it, for Gauteng. That starts today. Lebogang Maile, Phanyaza Lesufi, both in the running to lead the ANC in Gauteng.